A recent encounter with one of these false folks who intentionally hit my car and pretended otherwise was a needed reality check for me. Because to my dismay, it seemed to me I caved. Sleep while being radiated and muscles electrically paralyzed. And by the way, I feel like they're using me as a sort of test subject, testing a sizable chunk of their arsenal and definitely as a hierarchy of punishment. We'll hear more about that later. A sizable chunk of their arsenal of microwave weapons on me, including lasers. This latest dehydrates to an extreme degree. It and feels like being stuck in an electromagnet. My hands and feet have dried up. And in this pointing headlights at me business, which for years I assumed was simply targeting for a weapon, I'm now beginning to see and feel, in light of Lauren Moray's warning, the whistleblower from DARPA, warning that they weaponize energy in the environment, and lasers are light energy EMF weapons. So if you want, again, to revisit how we referred to Lauren Moray, check out the November 17, 2013 show, as well as the January 19, 2014 show. So it seemed to me I caved, you know. It's my swollen head from this EMF treatment while I sleep. I mean, it's 24/7 now. There's a drone that hovers behind, not literally behind my, well, it is behind my house, but you know, in the distance behind my house, hovers literally, constantly, constantly. I'm getting hit. Without any way to, you know, specifically say that drone is hitting me. This is what we got to figure out. That's why I'm continuing to discuss this, because this is serious biz. I mean, we have been hit with these folk. It's beginning to, from by these folk for decades, and it's beginning to occur to me that maybe it's a massive population reduction program. I'm serious. I mean, the level of a reaction to me talking about this, as well as to talking about the fact of reclaiming our human energy. I mean, that's massive in and of itself. We're talking about ending the class system because we can. Pure and simple, because we can. So it is a 24/7 assault going on with me, at me, targeting me at the moment. And I think, I mean, not just the moment, it's been like that for some months. I'm not sure how many. But I mean, the 24/7 part, the EMF part, for, I don't know, maybe 5 years. And it occurred to me as well that there must be some doctors who are suspicious at the very least, because years and years ago, when I first went to see, talk to doctors about what was going on with this, almost this paralysis I was experiencing, and one doctor I saw, it happened to be a visitor, because they had, you know, they have, he had rounds or whatever it is. He wasn't a regular, my regular doctor or the regular doctor there. And he said, are you experiencing, and he named all these symptoms. And I said, yes. And he goes, well, I said, what should I do? And he said, the only thing I could tell you is walk. You need to walk a lot. And I had another doctor say something similar, you know, when I said, started describing it. He says, well, do your buttocks hurt? And I said, yeah. Does this hurt? Yeah. I said, what is it? He goes, oh, I don't know, nothing. And then I told him, but the top of my head is cold. And he just looked amused. You see, what I'm getting at here is that this is a much bigger scale testing program, to put a the best light on it, I guess you could say, and that they are not going to admit it. And so we have to force the issue. They somehow, because dissent is, you know, pack it up, bury it. I mean, really, Because when folks are assaulted to the extent, not to even to the extent I have been, but to the extent I was initially, it takes you off track. That's what it's for. Even if it doesn't kill you, it takes you off your focus of resistance. So they are not going to let that go. By and they are not going to admit it. So we have to defend the right to resistance. And the only way we can defend the right to resistance is to push our alternative forward. That's it. We have to face that reality. And that because power is global, there is no fixing the state. There is only us working together to establish our right to have our own lives back.